Jet Steele.
And Vanessa. And here's a special edition of What You Need to Know This Week. Wink.
Obviously with a Y. Come on.
Yeah. Wagwan too.
Yo, me day, Van Van. Mm-hmm. So, tell me something. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Thank you. I just wanted to figure out if you were listening. You remember our discussion about what the Housing Agency of Jamaica, aka the HAJ, does and how we touched a little bit on land titles?
I do. As a matter of fact, I wanted to talk a little bit more about land title.
I feel like you said that because I'm bring it up.
No, calm down.
All right. Well, I'm glad we're on the same page, Van.
Yeah, more so, want to talk about title because you don't know it's about time.
All right. Since you want to talk about land title, hold this. What does a land title do?
Well, I know what a land title is. It's a document that... Okay, sorry, why are you laughing?
Please continue.
It's a document that explicitly states that you are the owner for the piece of land, your piece of rock.
Mm-hmm.
So if it were to do something, I suppose the first thing it would do is provide validation. Say you are the owner for the yard. Like, yo, am I seeing this?
People, let me know the answer for the exam paper. Yes, all right. For Kyle, like, make up.
No, come on. It gives you security. Like, am I yard?
All right,
am
all right,
I?
All right, all right. Okay. I will give you 5 of the 10 marks. You're not
go
very
on
far, but it can actually do things for you. Like, for example, creating your legacy. Land is an asset, and assets can be passed on to generations.
True, true.
Future
like
generation.
My grandmother land, for instance, it don't know, you know, Spanish town, big up on the cell, Spanish town, massive. She passed on the land,
God.
And now her children have a piece of it for themselves. And then, of course, you don't know, say, take a pass on to we, unless it sell, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah.
Okay.
The cycle continues.
Indeed. Another thing about assets such as land is that them can be liquidated. So what that means is that you can sell that land once it's yours, and you have that money to do whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah, but we're not going to sell the land right now, Zine. Bearing in mind, though, but we'll go back because we're not selling the land. So, yeah, we'll go back?
Yes, good. Going back.
So, we're bearing in mind that your land is an asset. If you have proof of ownership, which is your title, the piece of paper we are talking about,
mm-hmm,
you can use it as collateral to get loans and send your children to university, for instance.
For instance.
Yeah.
Another thing you can use it for. The title can be used as collateral to access funding for business ventures too. So if you want to start a business,
make
a business, or a big business.
Who knows?
Or you want to expand one business where it exists already. You can find more than one ways to use the land that you have.
Yeah, because you can get money from the bank with the land where you have. That's what collateral is, people.
Yes, that's what it
anyway,
is.
Anyway, so, Theo,
mm-hmm,
me know everybody I gonna love hear this. Wanna ready?
Mm-hmm.
Your land can actually help you get a visa.
Oh my God, me can hear the line in my farm right now. Check the mail in.
Yeah, you don't know. So when you go up to them and you're like, them ask, do you have any ties to Jamaica? You can say, well, you know, I have land. And them are gonna say, oh, okay, 10 years to your thing.
All right, she cannot promise
no,
the time
I can't
scale.
I
so
can't
take that with a massive grain of salt.
Oh gosh, Theo.
As a matter of fact, yes, man, you're right. So now we're bumping up to 7 out of 10.
Big up yourself.
It can be used to establish that you do have ties to Jamaica. So long and short, it's an additional reason to ensure that you will be returning home when you are supposed to.
Yup, when you really sit and think about it, man, the title is the way to go. It's more than just a piece of paper.
Absolutely, it is. Establishing land ownership can help you in a whole heap of different ways. So it really is something to look into, especially for those people that have the land and haven't really established that. Yeah, sit down on it for how much years. Deal with it.
Yeah, don't do it. Make it work for you. And if you want more information, you can go to the source. The people them will have the title, them are waiting for you to come collect it. The Housing Agency of Jamaica, the HAJ.
Ka-ching.
Visit them at hajl.gov.jm.
Or of course, you can stop by one of the offices. If you're in Kingston, visit the HAJ head office at 13 Caledonia Avenue.
You don't know, because squatting now keep again. It stopped keep from last year.
Long time.
Regularize up your thing.
Absolutely.
If you're in St. James, the HAJ is on Albion Road in Montego Bay.
And of course, remember, there were 3 places, if you remember our last wink on this thing. In Westmoreland, their office is on Barracks Road, Savannah Lamar.
Yes, Sav.
Savannah Lamar.
Sav, it's single. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So that's it for Wink today. Send your feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter at JIS News.
Instagram remains at JIS Voice. And interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. Until next time, she is Vanessa.
Indubitably, and he's Theo.
Indubitably, raskably, everything. And remember,
whatever,
knowledge is power.
So stay in the know.
Ka-ching.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.